Good morning, everybody. I'm so delighted to be here today. It's so wonderful to be here. And so excited to see the scripture in reality. Because there was a time Paul writing to, I can't remember if it is Romans or Philippians, he said, I bow for this cause, I bow my knees unto God, who is the Father, to whom the whole family in heaven and on earth belong. So we have a family, we have two families, one in heaven and the other one on earth. And this scripture became so real to me coming to Decorah, coming to the U.S. this time around, because the pastor team and Bob had been so wonderful to me, and everybody here has been so wonderful to me, and not just to me, and to my daughter Melody, that I can feel a kindred spirit. I can feel a family spirit. I can feel such a family, the same family as I feel with my own family back in Nigeria, I can feel over here. So I am so excited that I have two families, one in heaven and the other one on earth. And that by being a Christian, a committed Christian, the Lord has linked me up to what I may call an unlimited network of family members. And I am coming all the way from Nigeria, and I can see my family members here. And there's such a fellowship, such a love being shared among us. And for that, I am very thankful. I grew up, I was born into a Catholic family, you know, Catholic, really Roman Catholic family. And when I did my high school, in my country, there are very few numbers of universities, so you got to score very high grades to get admission into the high school, into the college. So when I was seeking for admission into the college, I was praying so hard. I had been a Catholic, and I had born-again Christians come to preach to me and my younger sisters, and we were strong on our Catholic doctrine. I will never yield to any gospel, anything from the Bible. We're so strong on Catholicism, we call it in Nigeria, that no one will open the Bible to us and will listen. But when I was looking for admission into college, I got praying to the Lord, you know, however, and I said to him, please, if you are able to give me admission into the college, I'm going to serve you. And in those days, we knew people, the people who were born again in Nigeria are called, generally called Scripture Union people. They're usually called SU. So I said, when I get over to the college, I'm going to join the SU. And the Lord was merciful, even though I didn't know him personally then. And he opened the door, and I got admission into the college. And while I was going through the process of registration and all that, I had forgotten my promise to him, but God never forgot. God never forgot. And one evening, I just came out from my hostel, from my dormitory, and then I saw some people gathered together. I think apparently they had just finished a fellowship, a church service, and they were just talking about God. And God was so personal to them, was so real to them. I had a religious God. I had an official God, that's by my Catholic experience, that was not personal in any way. So these young men were gathered, Scripture Union members or Christian Union members, you know, they were just gathered and talking about God, the Lord Jesus, so among themselves. And I stood apart and watching them, and the Lord was so personal and real to them. And I said, wow, this could be those people I said I wanted to join if I got admission. So when they were parting and they greeted themselves and they were parting back to their hostels, I called one of them in and took him into my hostel and said, could you please tell me more about what you guys were talking about out there? And then he opened the scriptures and began to talk to me, and my heart was opened. I wept like a baby. For the first time, I saw that I was only religious. I didn't know God. And I opened my heart, and I received the Lord Jesus Christ. And he came into my heart, and I've been a member of the family of God ever since then. And it's so wonderful to find the same family here, the same kindred spirit. In fact, in even a higher dimension, coming all the way far away from Nigeria, and I'm really at home because we belong to the same family. One of the families is in heaven. The other family is on earth, whether in the U.S., whether whichever part of the world is the same family. And I'm so thankful to the body of Christ here, to the pastor team, to Bob, and to all the people I have met. It'd be so wonderful. I'm so thankful to you for taking care of our daughter Melody. We cannot thank you enough for this. It's so wonderful. She's in the best company. No, she's coming. I forgot something and she went to pick it up. She went to pick it up for me. So she'll be here. You know, she's in the best company that she can ever be. I've called my wife several times since I came here to tell her that I'm so grateful to the Lord that Melody is in Luther and is in Decorah and is with some Christian families here that are taking wonderful care of her. And we are so thankful and grateful to the Lord and to you for all that you are doing for the Lord and for Melody, for all the children, for Luther, for the vision, for the young people. I'm so thankful. Praise the Lord.